My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God, and with me today I have Grant Chick and his wife, Kim. Grant is pastor of the Birth and Bunbury congregations in Western Australia, and he is also pastor of churches in Singapore and works with Malaysian brethren as well. Welcome.
Thank you, Victor. Good to be here.
Thank you, Victor. Lovely to be with you.
Well, we're just so very happy to be with them. We are in Singapore, actually, right now at this point, and we will be holding a Bible study with our brethren here tonight, but we thought that we would share some of our thoughts with you. I have just returned from Australia myself, where my wife and I attended a conference of all the Australian pastors, deacons, and many of their leading members. And this has been a very, very wonderful experience for us. But also, we went out to Perth, Australia, where Grant and Kim live, and visited with their congregation as well, and with the people in that church. It's been a very, very eye-opening experience, and also one that's been very inspiring, as they have just moved there. By just, I mean about 7 or 8 months ago, and they are the first resident pastor of that area in the history, the 21-year history of the United Church of God. So, Grant, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about the area and tell us why it's been so important for you to move out there.
Thank you, Victor. Victor, the United Church of God in Australia has been very desirous of sending an elder to Western Australia to have a pastor on the ground, but that hasn't been possible due to manpower restrictions. And so for the last 6.5 years, Stephen Clark had been pastoring the Western Australia congregations and flying over from Melbourne. You've got to understand that Australia, the continent, fits right into or right over the United States as far as size is concerned. For Stephen and for myself, when I took over in January last year, our flight is between 4.5 and 5.5 hours flying from east to west. And so what we had been doing with Stephen, and he did a fantastic job there, was flying from Melbourne to Perth once a month and then supplementing that with another elder or church leader flying in subsequently during the month. And obviously this lengthy travel and spending time away from home and family does wear an individual down. And so eventually the decision was made to actually put the elder into Western Australia. And so a process was embarked on by the National Council and the Pastoral Committee to select a pastor to travel to go and live in Western Australia. Well, Kim and I were the lucky ones who drew that straw, and we have happily embraced that opportunity to serve the members. It was difficult last year because I was traveling, and we traveled once a month to Perth and to serve the members both in Perth and also in Western and in Bunbury in southwestern Australia. And so this meant flying in on a Friday afternoon, traveling down to Bunbury, speaking to the brethren there and trying to spend a little bit of time with them, and then getting in a vehicle and traveling 2 hours north to Perth again to speak with the members there, and then taking time on a Sunday to visit council and keep the church running over there. And so we did that for 12 months, but in December of last year, in 2015, we packed our home up and sent it across to Perth, where we are now located.
Well, I know that from my standpoint, having to pastor a church 5 hours by air is just, to me, unthinkable. It's like pastoring a church in Los Angeles from New York City. And I'm sure this will make a big, big difference by being there, by living there, and spending time with the people.
Yes, Victor. It's really, since we have arrived and have been on the ground, the members have really embraced us as family, and we have also embraced them as family. And so, and that's something that we are working on. We're working on building these very strong bonds of both family and community within the congregations. And one of the first things that we did change when traveling there was to speak in one congregation each weekend so that we weren't rushing off to another or back to the other congregation to speak. And we're really trying to build those bonds of unity within the congregations that we serve.
Well, I'd like to know a little bit more about the building of community. And maybe I can talk to Kim about this, because I know that I've talked to the Australian ministry And when we were planning the agenda for the conference, it was really almost insisted that we have a section on building community. Kim, can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Yes, Victor. Community is a word which, as we discussed before, goes back a long way. Communities were built out of a sense of a necessity in order to function and live. And these days, we don't have a lot of that in the world that we live. And we think it's important to get back to some of those basic ideas of family, community, relying on each other in an area. And I think it's really important that we do that, that we don't just meet on the Sabbath, and that we meet for functions before and after, and sometimes during the week if we can, and that we help each other and help others around us.
Yeah, and certainly that can't be done if you're just on the other end of the country. I know that Stephen Clark really loved going over there, but I know that by having someone just live there is going to make quantitative difference in the makeup of the church.
Most definitely, Victor. And one of the things we're aiming to do, and obviously springboarding from the conference that we've just attended, is to build leadership within the congregations in Western Australia. They, in many ways, had been left to fend for themselves in between the visits with the elders' visits. And so what we are doing is we are really looking for people who are prepared to lead, prepared to serve, and serve in a Christ-like manner. And that's really, I mean, we're all wanting to become more like Jesus Christ in our lives. And so we are harnessing the energy and the talents of individuals within our congregation to begin to become leaders in their own right. And we're really enjoying the leaders that we have and that have shown and risen, and we really feel strongly a great bond with them right now.
Well, I know that I was there for two meetings, a Bible study last Thursday evening and also Sabbath services, and it was one of the most intense congregations that I've ever been to. The people talked and talked, and it's like they really wanted to just tell their life story, to tell about, you know, about their history in the church, about their spiritual journey. It was really wonderful, and I thought they have just been people that have just needed so badly to have a leader and have someone who cares for them. One of the strengths of the United Church of God has been that we've been able to provide live pastors, because having a person who leads and is right there with the people is so important. DVDs and video just doesn't do it like having someone right there with him.
Yes, it's very important, and I think looking ahead now to the Singapore brethren, I think that's important for them as well. You know, the Holy Spirit seems to dissolve cultural divisions, and it's very special to be able to walk into a place like Singapore and instantly feel that they are too family, and that's how we felt here too, and we're looking forward to our Bible study tonight.
Tell us a little bit more about the group here, about the people in Singapore. They have been here for several decades. The church has been well established. There's a bond of unity. Tell us a little bit more about the people here.
Yes, Victor. The members here in Singapore are very remote as well, geographically. They have not ever had a pastor, obviously, on the ground. They've always been reliant of, firstly, in the last few years, reliant on Australia, and then previously New Zealand. And the members are very self-sufficient, but they're very appreciative of the contact that they have. And I must take the opportunity while I've got you here to thank you for your visit, but also to thank those elders who have offered to pass through and have offered to speak with the members here, because they do really appreciate that, because I only get up here every 6 to 8 weeks, and all my other contact is either via telephone, texting, or via WhatsApp messages. And whilst we're harnessing technology, there is nothing better than looking someone in the eyes and discussing either problems or counseling them. And we haven't perfected anointing over Skype yet, Victor. We'll have to work on that one. you know, even things like anointings, they either wait for me to come, or I have to put an anointed cloth in the post, as we all do, and the postal system is very erratic up here, and also into Indonesia, where we have a member, La Mei, and I've had to send an anointed cloth up to her, and it's taken sometimes 3 weeks to get to her. But we admire her faith, we admire her determination to seek God's assistance in whatever health issue she's been struggling with.
Well, I've just marveled about the work of the ministry in Australia and in this area, where people are so scattered, and yet they are not forgotten, and they are cared for in a very, very special way. Well, we want to thank you very much for joining us on Inside United. We're very grateful to have Grant and Kim with us, and we are looking forward to hearing more good things about the workings of the church there. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Victor.
Thank you for joining us Inside United. We hope to see you again soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.